Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, a man who smells great. What do I mean by that? That's Chef Robert Brunet, or Chef BB, the owner of Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen, soon to be 1,000 square feet bigger. More items on the menu, more things to just immerse yourself in.
Attempt and tantalize.
Oh, my gosh, yes, especially your blueberry cheesecake bread pudding.
Well, I appreciate you having me on this afternoon, Ted. It's a wonderful way to get the word out, and it's always a pleasure to work with you here at KRDO. We're very excited about this move. It's been almost an overnight thing. You know, people, I always tell people that we're going to be an overnight success any day now. And but it's just happened very quickly, less than a month between turning over one restaurant and another. Almost unheard of in this industry, but we're happy to be doing it.
Yeah, and you know, one of my favorite things is that we are a couple of blocks apart. I live in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You have been at Rock Rimmon and Allegheny there for about
a little over 7 years.
7 years. Yeah. Great milestones you've hit there. The restaurant took hold, it rooted, it grew. You come from an IT background. You got booted out of that world. You were raised by a mom who gave cooking and family and that, as you describe it,
like
glue
a high value
that holds people
those
together.
Things, yes.
And so you have capitalized on that, meaning you've shared that with people that you love and they have supported you hugely. And I mean, not too long ago, you crossed $1 million in annual revenue, and you've been growing ever since.
Absolutely, it's been a wonderful experience, and we're so appreciative of the people of Colorado Springs who have embraced us not only as a business but as a social connection between guests and our business. The regulars that we have, the celebrations that we do throughout the year. KRDO is always a big partier at Mardi Gras time with us. We always have a group for Carnival Day for that. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing to become a part of the community and to give back. You know, we love doing fundraisers. Just about anybody that is doing a food-related fundraiser, we are more than happy to support it. We always work with the Colorado Restaurant Association every year to support their expo that is held at the World Arena. This year we'll be back at the Broadmoor Hotel. So lots more about that coming soon, too.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have you back on afternoon news not too long from now to talk about that, because that in and of itself is a really fun event.
A huge event.
So you're going to be at 162 Tracker Drive, which is up in the Polaris Point Shopping Center. That is right near the Bass Pro Shop and right across the street from Magnum Shooting Center.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
They have welcomed you with open arms in that little neighborhood up there, and they're
it's
just loving
amazing,
that you're there.
The encouragement and support we've been getting from the new people, you know, from the people who have been there, they're welcoming us to the neighborhood, and we're very enthusiastic about our new presence there as well. It's a high traffic area. There's lots of growth in that area, and it'll be a lot more convenient for people coming home or coming down or even going north on the interstate. We're only about a half a mile off the interstate exit, 156 at Northgate.
Yeah, and hanging east.
Exactly.
And then
go east a little bit, we're right there.
Yeah, super easy to find. The even more fun part is you're going to make this feel just as homey as you did in the original location, but it's going to be 1,000 square feet bigger.
Yes.
You're going to have more staff. You're going to have an outdoor patio, faces south and west. You can have that beautiful view of the Front Range out there.
Spectacular view from there, yes.
And opening day is January 18th. You're going to have your inaugural crawfish boil at that location. 300 pounds
of crawfish. Can't wait to jump into my hot tub.
No reservations. You got to be first come, first serve.
So on Saturday mornings when we do the crawfish, yes. We do take reservations throughout the week, but Saturday for crawfish, it's always first come, first serve.
Yeah, and if you haven't experienced a crawfish boil, you really have to. And there's only one place to do that. That's
Mama Pearl's.
Mama Pearl's. And, you know, guy coming from Louisiana and had a mom like Mama Pearl. I was especially touched when you talked about how you're going to make the inside feel as homey as the old place. In one particular instance, a mural on the wall. With
we're adding
a
beautiful large mural on one of the walls in the restaurant. We have a local artist who is doing that for us.
What's the boat's name going to be?
The boat will be named The Pearl.
See,
we're going to christen it The Pearl.
Mom.
So to have mom in the restaurant is big, wonderful.
All right. Website, Chef?
MamaPearls.com. Just that easy. Now it's spelled the way the good Lord intended with an O. So it's MOMMAPERLS.com.
It doesn't get any better than that. Congratulations on a big move. We love to see businesses work hard, thrive like you are, expanding like you are, giving that many more people an opportunity to experience Chef Beebe and Mama Pearls. Thanks for being here.
And that many more people to work with us, too. We've almost tripled our staff for this new place.
We appreciate you, Chef. Thanks.
Thank you for having me on, Ted. I appreciate it.